Boss Man Show, fresh off the practice court. Coach Joe Golding with Abilene Christian on the Boss Man Show. Coach, I think it's over in Abilene, man.
Man, life is good, man. Life is good out here in West Texas. A quarter through the conference season, and we've had some beautiful weather until today. But besides that, man, it's been great, man. Good times.
Yes, indeed. Coach, I was...
But as we always said last time, it ain't hot Atlanta, man. I can promise you that, man.
Hey, Coach, hey, it's cold Atlanta today, Coach. It's cold. It's in the 40s today, Coach. It's not good here today. It's in the 40s. It's cold Atlanta today, man.
No, that ain't hot Atlanta, man. Atlanta I like, man.
Nah, it ain't, Coach. It's not, man. Hey, Coach, you're in the middle of year 9 leading these Wildcats, your alma mater. Because, Coach, tell me, man, how does it feel to be in year 9? It's like it's year 9 already for you, Coach. And how happy are you to see that your program now is on the map and people actually now know about Abilene Christian now?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been 9 years. You know, the first 4 or 5 years, it took forever. You know, that transition, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. That's the toughest thing that I've ever had to go through. As a coach, and I obviously learned a lot about myself. I was humbled in a lot of different ways and trying to figure out, one, how to be a head coach. Never been a head coach before. And then two, trying to navigate this transition, and obviously made some mistakes early in this. We did some things that we wish we could have done over, but we were able to have the time. Very fortunate that the administration here gave us time to figure some of those problems out, and we figured it out and kind of got the system in place where we feel like we can win games in the Southland Conference. And you know, this we went back-to-back postseason play. We went to the CBI 2 years ago, and then obviously the opportunity to go play in the NCAA tournament last year, the first time in school history, was a deal. And then this year has been a lot of fun. It's been a year that we've lost 4 starters. We lost 5 players that played a ton of minutes for us. And to be able to, you know, coach this team and figure out how to win games, you guys know this, man. You can't just say, hey, this is the way we're going to play. You got to look at your team, and every year is different. It's a different journey, and you got to figure out what's the best way to win games. And we've started to figure this team out, and I'm really proud of this team. They've trusted the process, and we're obviously off to a good start in conference play.
You kind of led me to my next point, Coach, because, you know, 27 win season, going to the big dance. So now you got to make sure the guys know this, this year coming in, hey, that was last year's team. Now you're 0-0 again. You're a whole new team, so you have to dedicate yourself to the awesome workouts, eating right, doing your strength and conditioning properly, watching the film, doing your own court drills in summertime, those 4 hours you guys have. All about the process to get to the point you are today, because if you think about last year's team, you don't have to defend anything. That was last year's team. This is a new team, 1920, not 1819.
No doubt. I mean, I think you hit on it right there. And, you know, you have a lot of guys. We had a lot of guys back, but they're playing in different roles than they played last year, and they're having to play more minutes. We've had some new guys that came in that are really helping us out. But at the same time, what I'm really excited about is I think we're starting to build a program here that can win consistently in the league. You know, that's what I was always, you know, the first thing you want to do is be able to win. And then once you win, you want to be able to continue to win. And we play in a tough league. You know, the Southland Conference has great players and great coaches, and it's tough to win consistently in this league. And that's been our challenge this year, is to not go from 27 wins and winning the league to dropping back and finishing in 9th or 10th or 11th place, but trying to consistently be at top of this league. And I think that's what good programs do. And, you know, the names change, but the program continues to stay up top. And there's been a lot of good programs around the country and a lot of good programs in our league that have done that, and that's what we're in search of and trying to do. And so these guys are definitely they have a chip on their shoulder because they didn't get the opportunities that weren't given to them last year. And, you know, everybody thought with losing everything we lost that we were going to disappear a little bit. And these guys are – you know, really working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. The one thing that, you know, I've never been through this before, but the one thing that I think I probably didn't give enough credit to is just when you win and you go back-to-back postseason play and you go to the NCAA tournament, that winning is in your culture now. That winning is in your locker room. That winning, it's all around it. And these guys don't want to let their guard down and be the one that lets it go back. And so I think we've won a lot of games because now we believe we're going to win.
And yeah, Coach, that's that point right there, Coach, because once you've been in those battles and you've been in situations in the second half where it's tough, foul trouble, injuries, whatever, you feel like, oh, okay, we overcame this. We could deal with coming back, being down 10 second half or being down late. And so I feel like the winning you had the last 2 years is helping you, like you said, this year as well. So the guy's like, okay, we've done this before. We can come back. We can just execute better, calm down, not get it all back in one possession, just take it just another time, defend, and get, go down and execute. We'll be okay.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, I also think to that point, you know, every season you always need a win or two early that kind of helps everybody buy into what you're doing, you know. And with five new guys, we lost some tough games early. You know, we lost to Pepperdine by one. We lost to Drexel in overtime. I think we lost to UNLV. It was a three-point game with 4 minutes to play. We lost to Texas State by 4 or 5. We were right there, but we hadn't had that big win. And, you know, we were able to beat SEMO, and then we were able to go on the road and beat New Orleans and Lamar. And once we started to win those games, our guys really started to believe that, you know, how we want to win games here. And they've really done a good job of going out and executing that plan. And I tell you what, this team might not be as talented as what we've had here in the past, but this team plays hard. We're playing as hard as any team that I've coached, and that's something that you know, we take a lot of pride in our program. And our guys are giving us everything. They're fun to coach. It's a little different. You know, last year we had enough talent where at times you didn't have to coach all the time. This is a little bit more tiring. We're having to coach a lot, but the guys are really trusting us, and it's been a really, really fun group to be around.
And that's why I tell young men, coach, when I go speak to different teams, that you also control your energy and effort every night. You control those two things.
Yeah.
I control shots or whatever. You control your energy and effort on defense and run the plays properly, giving the right energy every night, because energy can win you a game if you get the right energy and effort. If you might not have the shots that night, because it is make or miss, but if you have energy, you might still pull a game out, especially in conference
play. Well, I think you hit on it, man. And I think you watch this college basketball in general, man. You got to have talent to win. There's no question on that, but you know, we recruit, we think, you know, a toughness and a talent for us is how hard people play. And, you know, a lot of guys can play hard the first 4 minutes of a half or maybe the first 8 minutes, but then they lose it, you know, and they can't do it. And we like to recruit guys that can consistently play like that for the entirety of the game and have enough bench plays in depth that guys can play that way. And you know, we stress that in recruiting, and obviously we tell them in recruiting, we're going to coach them hard and we expect you to play hard. We're not going to coach effort. You know, and then off the floor, we're going to love them harder, you know? And I think that's been the key to our success. We build real relationships with these guys off the floor. We try to develop them, and then on the floor, we coach them hard, you know. And I disagree. You know, I know a couple coaches have said this in the recently, and I believe it. I think Coach Huggins was one, maybe Frank Martin. But these guys want to be coached. Great players want to be coached. They want to be pushed. And the difference is you got to build a relationship with them, you know. You can't just push them all the time and tell them what everything they're doing wrong, and then don't ask them how their day went too, you know. So we try to do both, and I think it's really worked for us by building relationships. We're able to coach these guys hard, and we expect them to play hard. And this group has done as good as any group we've had of getting that accomplished.
You kind of live to that point, Coach. So Abilene Christian last year, 27 wins. So, Coach, no recruiting trail treated you probably way better than it has in the previous years now with going to the tournament now. So how do you sell your program now? All the schools in Texas that you have to compete with in Texas, all the schools you have down there. So how are you selling the Abilene Christians? What makes you guys unique for a young man that wants to say, hey, I'm going to go to Abilene Christian and play for Coach Joe Golden?
Yeah, you know, I think recruiting's definitely changed with the NCAA tournament and then be on the Boss Man Show, man. You know, you think about last year when I talked to you guys, nobody knew about Abilene Christian. We were 48 hours away from playing Kentucky, and, you know, you and I talked about, heck, I was at a Little League baseball game, remember? And my son was walking batters left and right and not having any exposure.
And,
yeah, and then I told you guys about coaching the hole in the pants, and 48 hours later, the rest is history, you know, so – you know, I owe a lot of credit to guys like you and getting our story out. I think that's the one thing that people don't realize what we've been able to do here. You know, this was a program that was in bad shape, man. They hadn't won in 20 years. There was no success. And we've been able to turn this thing and obviously go to the NCAA tournament in year two of transition. We went to the postseason the year before. You know, right now we're sitting at 4-1 in conference play, and hopefully can continue to compete for championships. And you know, when you do that and you can consistently win and consistently graduate kids and play the right way, I think that attracts the type of student athlete that we're looking for, and even a better version of that, you know, at some capacity. So we signed three guys in the fall that we're really excited about. I think recruiting is going to continue to get better as we continue to win games and build this program. And I'm just thankful for you guys and others that have shared the story of Abilene Christian. You know, we're out here in West Texas, but we've got a beautiful campus. We've got great academics. We got a great student body that supports us. We just got $500,000. You know, things have changed here, man. We got $500,000 center hung scoreboard. We got floor seats now. We got paid parking. You know, only good thing for me is I got a 5-year contract. They can't fire me right now. You know, but the expectations right now. The expectations have changed, you know, but I think that's great. That's what I'm excited about, you know, is people are starting to care about basketball again here in West Texas and especially down here in Abilene. And that makes me proud as a former alumni of this university.
I make you proud, too. Five wins, non-conference play. Like you mentioned, you could have won some few games here and there, but five wins, non-conference play. Don't you have to play guarantee games, go on the road a lot, and people don't want to play you because you won 27 games last year. You won't lose that team. So, so knowing those circumstances that you have to deal with, five wins is good. Not in non-conference play to go with the four you already have now in Southland conference play as well, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's another thing we're figuring out, too. We're figuring out a lot of things after last year's success is the phase two of scheduling. You know, there was a point in time where everybody wanted to play Abilene Christian, you know. Our phone was blowing up, and everybody wanted to get a piece of us because we weren't very good. And now, obviously, it's slipped, and it's hard to schedule. Teams don't want to play us, and it gets tougher to schedule, and you got to play better teams in non-conference. And I think as we navigate that over the next couple of years and continue to compete in those games, I think if you do that and you raise – you know, we'll raise the level of our competition and our level of play in our program, and we'll give us a better chance when we go play a team like Kentucky. You know, you look at last year, the only team that we had played ended up being pretty good, Texas Tech. But that was the only, you know, high major that we played last year. So this year playing UNLV and SMU and Wichita State, obviously our schedule got elevated. But I think in turn, when you get to the NCAA tournament and you play the likes of the big blue bloods, you're not as intimidated, and you've been there before, and you can have a better chance of navigating that and hopefully staying in the game, giving yourself a chance to win.
That's what I got for you, Coach. Wasting on film, yes. Southeast Louisiana down there. Coach Kiefer and those guys, you got them on Saturday. So tell me about what you sent on film for those guys as you get ready to play.
Coach Kiefer, I'm really impressed with him. Yeah, no, I'm really impressed with him. He's done a great job. I always knew he was a great coach. He was the assistant for Coach Ladner, who's doing a great job and will do a great job at Southern Miss. Coach Kiefer's done a great job with this team. They're really young, but they're really good defensively. They play as hard as any team we've played this year. They're athletic. They force turnovers. They kind of play a run-and-jump style. They speed you up. And then offensively, they've got a really good point guard that started for them last year that we obviously played in the conference tournament in the semis. And he's a senior, he's a transfer from Tulane who's played in big games. And they do a really good job. They've got a great identity. They know who they are. They're coming off a big win off Corpus the other night. And they've been in a lot of games. They're just young right now. They're learning how to win. But they're definitely good enough to beat us. Coach Kiefer's done a great job, and we've obviously got a ton of respect for Southeastern. That we've had a lot of great battles with them over the last couple of years, and I expect Saturday to be nothing different.
Well, Coach Golden, thank you so much for your time again. We got to do it again real soon. And, Coach, the Final Four, we got to catch up, man, when you come to town, man.
Hey, I'm coming, man. I'm coming. I'm going to call you guys before, man. I told you, man. I'm fired up. I'm ready, man.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
I'm excited to get down there, man. I'll buy you guys a Coke.
Yes, indeed. Look, hey, it's a Waffle House, too, Coach. Hit the Waffle House, man. Hey, all Coach, right. Best luck to you on Saturday. We'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
I appreciate everything you guys have done for us, man.
You're welcome. Anytime, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, it's Joe Golden on Boss Man Show.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
I think you know what you're doing to me. You got my...
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Folks, big show here, Eric Henderson. Coach is out to take Jack Rabbits out of Summit League. Coach is a first year coach. They're doing big things. Coach, how you doing, man? Being the head man so far in January. How's things going with you, man?
Oh, JR, man, it's been good. We got a good bunch of kids that really like each other and are very selfless and feel like crazy. So I'm a pretty lucky dude.
Hey, Coach, hey, when you have guys who bring you energy and effort without being coaxed out of them, you got a great team already, in my opinion. We got kids who want to play with energy and effort without having been coaxed out of them. You're doing great already in my book.
Yeah, it's. Well, I appreciate that. When you got kids that want to work and they care about each other, it sure makes it easier than not.
Now, Coach, we talked in the spring when I got the job, so – where has been the biggest improvements in your programs through the summer and fall now and into the wintertime, as soon as last time we spoke in the spring when you first got the job and got hired?
Well, I think the biggest thing, JR, is that we're getting more and more comfortable with each other as time goes on. You know, we're playing a lot of young dudes, and, you know, that game is so much faster than they're used to at the high school or junior college level, wherever they're coming from. And they're starting to slow down, and they're starting to build trust and with each other. and it just gets better and better with time, and the selflessness, and we're starting to share the basketball so much better. We're starting to take care of the basketball so much better. The game's slowing down for our young dudes, and we're not perfect now. We make a bunch of mistakes, but we have a high level of compete, and when you have that recipe, good things can happen. It doesn't have to be perfect, but if you believe in each other and have that trust and that game starts to slow down for you, you can see progress. So that's what I've been most proud with this team, and hopefully it just keeps on getting better.
Now, Coach, has there been a lot of film work that you've been doing to help the guys kind of see themselves on film and hold them accountable and say, hey, you missed this rotation here, you missed this on here, so they can say, hey, okay, on the film, you can't run from it. Adam Scott is not a lie, but that film has to really help you hold guys accountable, get them to see you like, hey, we're trying to get you to be here rather than be in this spot when you're that you were in doing that play there.
Oh, I think there's no doubt about that. I think with young guys, it may be even more important than the older guys, you know, because there are so many mistakes. You know, we've had some, you know, a nice amount of success with this young group, but we're still making mistakes, and we can still get better on a daily basis, whether it's practice, whether it's games. And when you can get those young guys in your film, you know, in your office, watching film one-on-one, or if it's with the team and where you can hold them accountable and say, hey, what are you thinking here? Why are you doing this? What are you doing this for? What are you thinking here? And so you can get their perspective too. It makes a lot of sense. And that's when you can see some progress and you can see growth in them. And it's fun to watch, you know, the mistakes they were making in October. And now, you know, they're getting better. Those mistakes are less and less. And that progress is fun to see, and it can build confidence in these young kids too.
And coach, development to me is an all year round thing. Some people think it's only in the spring and summer and early fall, but development for me is a year round thing. And that's whether it be games, off the court, nutrition wise, strength wise, film work. Development to me, coach, never stops.
If you're not willing to learn 365, you're in trouble, man, because you got to have that approach, and you got to have that willingness to, you know, understand you're going to make mistakes and how I'm going to try to get better. Whether it's, you know, what you're talking about as far as development, that skill development, and you're coming in extra time, getting extra workouts with coaches, or you're just trying to learn from that film, develop from that. There's a lot of ways to learn. There's a lot of ways to develop. And if you approach that where you've got all the answers and you're going to work on your game not during the season, well, I think you're in trouble now.
You got that right there, Coach. Having young guys, I was a young guy myself once in college, so I know what it has is. For me, Coach, having game plan discipline for me was my hardest thing because, you know, you get in the game, it's not how you saw it on the scouting report or the game plan. Then you get kind of freaked out. You don't trust the process or trust the game plan. You go off the script. So getting young guys to stick to that script has to be one of the more challenging parts of the role right there. Get the guys to remember the game plan discipline, stick to the scouting report, it'll be okay. We'll make adjustments as need be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That preparation and the scouting report, that stuff, the more you do it, the more confident you feel with it. And like you're saying, when you have a bunch of young guys, you know, how well do they stick to that plan? How well can they execute that plan? And the more times you go through that process, the easier it is. But that's why, you know, you can't live and die with just one, you know, mistake or one play. Yeah, every possession is so important. But you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. It's always somewhere in the middle. So you have to have some stability mentally and you know, some concentration, certainly on those scouting reports. And our guys are learning. It's a work in progress, but I'm proud of our young guys for, you know, understanding the value in it and trying to execute it to the best of their ability.
Now, Coach, going 9-6 in non-con, knowing you have to play guaranteed games, can't really get games because guys are going to play South Dakota State because of what the great job you've done over the years there. And then having, you know, kids having to be on the road so much, 9-6 makes you really happy. Knowing the competition you played, knowing the difficulty of putting the schedule together, and having a young team. To come out of that with all those factors, 9-6 to me is a great non-con if you ask me.
Yeah, we battled our tails off, JR, man. We were hungry, and you know, our deal. We're going to try to prepare ourselves for the Summit League and try to win that conference tournament. And to do that, we feel like you have to go out there and play the best teams that you can. It's not always easy to schedule, you know, for us. Like you said, we've had a great amount of success. But, you know, when you go into Arizona and you fight like crazy and you compete like crazy, and you're up 10 in the first half, and you're up, you know, 5 at halftime. That, you know, the outcome's important, but you want to be competitive. And for the most part, we did that every single game. And you know, obviously being 9-6, you know, we want to win every game we play. But you have to look at it a little deeper than that. How competitive are you in some of those games? And you know, for the most part, other than the Nebraska game where we just didn't get off to a very good start, we were super competitive at USC, at Arizona, at Indiana. And you know, that gave our guys some confidence and belief that we can do it and we can play with these guys. And you know, so that's important for us as we develop our young guys.
And Coach, you must be reading my notes, Coach. I had up my notes here. Non-con gave the team a big boost. I had it in my notes here because I know from as well watching, looking back some of your games, like, yeah, I saw the guys get better, more confident, the more games you play. I'm like, that really gave them a bit, but quality mid majors, those high majors, gave your team a boost. So that Summit League play tonight, well, we've seen all this before already in non-con. We're good already, you know?
For sure. Confidence is a beautiful thing, baby.
You got there right. And like you said, Coach, also I see 11-0 at home. So, I mean, you guys defend that home court, man, up there, man. So, did you emphasize with your team about defending the home court, making sure we take care of home first? Because you want to win as many home games as you can. Because we both know this, Coach. You don't get me home games as you like because of how good you guys are. Nobody want to come and play you guys at home. So, leveling up as you are, man, that's what you make sure you feel really, really good.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we won, I think, 18 in a row at home. And dating back to last year, and you know, I think in the last, I don't even know, 8 or 9 years, we've only lost 6 games, and so it isn't easy to get home games, and especially in the non-conference, obviously. But you know, we're so fortunate to be at a place that cares. We got tremendous people in our community that college basketball means something to them, and our guys mean something to them. So, you know, it's a difficult environment for teams to come in there because we get support, we get people in the stands, and they care about it, and they're going to cheer. And so that's just forcing because, as you well know, that attendance figure is going down many places. But we have some loyal people here that really care about our basketball team.
And I know that gives the guys a boost having their home fans cheer you on. Because I know when I play ball, Coach, you know, having the fans cheer you on, man, give you extra little energy to die for a loose ball or two here and there. I know it did it for me for sure.
Yeah, there's no – it gives you that just a little bit extra confidence that we're talking about.
Now, Coach, 5-1 conference play. That's going to make you happy as well. Started off strong there in Summit League play.
Yeah, we've been off to a good start. You know, we lost our senior point guard, our only senior on our team. He got hurt right before Christmas, and so he hasn't played a conference game. So we've had one junior and the rest freshmen and sophomores. And you know, it kind of was a little nerve-wracking there, losing your starting point guard, but we've had some guys really, really step up. And you know, we're very selfless. We're a group that, you know, celebrates our teammates' successes more than our own. And when you have guys that do that and you have your best player do that, and Douglas Wilson, that makes things go very, very smoothly for you, and it makes it easier for everybody else to do the same. So we got a selfless group that the ball spends a lot more time in the air than it does bouncing. And when you share it like that, everybody's happy.
And you got a big win over North Dakota this week already. So what was the key to that victory over North Dakota up there, man?
Yeah, it was a big game for us. You know, when North Dakota came to town, they were playing well. They have one of the best point guards in the league. And, you know, defensively, we were really, really sharp. And once, you know, we get some stops in a row, we're able to go on some pretty good runs. And, you know, we were down 18-15 and then went on the 19-0 run and got that crowd into it. And we were cooking, and we were able to get a little cushion in the first half. And, and hold on there in the second, stretch it out a little bit. So we got guys that really care about each other and play, you know, very, very unselfish. And once we start sharing the basketball and we're very, very balanced, we can be hard to guard.
You got there right, Coach. You got another road trip. Got a road trip coming up this weekend to South Dakota, your in-state rival there, and Coach Todd Lee down there with the Coyotes. So talk to you about what you're seeing from Coach Lee and his team on film as you get ready to play those guys this weekend.
Yeah, they're almost, JR, they're almost the opposite as us. You know, we're not going to play a senior in that game more than likely. Brandon doesn't look like he's going to be back yet, but they're going to play. Their starting five has four seniors, so they're very, very experienced. They understand what this rivalry is all about. They've been through it, and they're very, very balanced. You know, they've got guys that can score in multiple ways. They got their two post players are very, very dynamic scorers, but their other three guys in the starting lineup are going to be 1,000-point scorers, so you can't forget about them. And they're very balanced, and so we got to do a good job of making sure we keep that ball in front of us and challenge them and make it difficult for them to score.
Yeah, so you don't miss the football game, Coach, but I know you have more important things to do than watch the football on Sunday here, Coach. I know you got more important things going on, man. But
go,
I know
Pat,
baby. Hey, I'm with you. Go, Pat, go, because I'm not no 49er fan. Because remember, Coach, Kyle Shanahan with the Falcons, he cost us that Super Bowl against the Patriots. Call those bad plays. I've never forgot that, Coach. So, yes, go, Pat, go.
For a long time, man.
Coach, I was there, Coach. I was on the field. I was there. I had to watch it in my face go down, man.
It's amazing what you remember.
Yes, hey, Coach. I don't lie. For 2 weeks, I couldn't sleep. I had dreams we won the game, actually, man. It was that bad.
Yeah.
So I was there, man. I was there. But y'all definitely going to the Packers, Coach. So, Coach, I'll be cheering for you on Sunday as well and A-Rod and the Packers. Hope they get the job done for us both, man.
Appreciate you, JR. Always a pleasure.
Anytime, Coach. Have a good one, buddy.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Steve Forbes, coach of the ETSU Buccaneers out of the Southern Conference. Coach, what's up with you guys over at ETSU, man?
Well, we're having a nice year so far. 15-3 and 5-1 in the league. And I have a big game tomorrow night down in Western Carolina. But the SoCon is, it's a tough league. A lot of good teams in our league. We've got a very balanced team. We've had seven different leading scorers this year. I don't think there's too many teams in the country that can probably say that. We have a lot of balance, and so it's been a fun year so far.
Exactly, Coach. And I mean, this is your fifth year at ETSU. Can you believe it? You've been there 5 years, 2015.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to believe. You know, it's going fast. It seems like only yesterday when I had my press conference, but we've had a lot of fun. We've won a lot of games. Like you said, it's my fifth year. We won 100 games in our first 4 years, so that's, 25 wins a season the first 4 years, and went to the NCAA tournament one time, been to the conference championship three times, and it looks like this year we're going to have another really good year as well.
I think, Coach, you might be the winningest program in Tennessee over the last four years, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you to win this team.
I think on paper we are. Yeah, I think as far as wins, obviously we all play in different leagues and different schedules. But yeah, as far as total wins, I think I know we are, and so that's something that we're very proud of. And there's obviously a lot of good basketball in the state of Tennessee. There's a lot of good teams, and we're proud to carry on that tradition.
Got there right now, Coach. Last year you had 24 wins. So going to the offseason, knowing the standards you've set since 2015, what did you guys prioritize with your team in the spring and summer and early fall here?
Well, Boston, one of the things that we struggled with a little bit last year was defending the three. And I thought that was something that we really needed to improve upon. We had a lot of guys coming back. We had a lot of experience coming back. So we spent a lot of time in the summer – defending the three-point line. And right now we're in the top 15 in the country in defense and defending the three, and we've made tremendous improvement there. You know, one of the things we did in the summertime, we went on a trip to Europe, and we went for 10 days. We went to Prague. We went to Munich. We went to Salzburg. We went into Budapest, and just had a really, really good went to Vienna. Had a really good trip, 10 days in Europe. Great time to build our team chemistry, and I thought that was really helped us, you know, coming into this season.
You get out there, right, get extra time to get on the court and practice, actually live practices and play a few games. I mean, we're returning guys, so it only helps you furthermore implement your system and your culture for the guys to be ready to kind of kickstart going into September, into October, November.
Yeah, that's true. You get ten extra days. So I can, you know, if you want to go twice, go 20 practices. I mean, it's the value of the trip is the practice, and then the experience, the bonding when you're overseas. We played three games and won them, but that wasn't really why we did it. We did it more for the experience and more for the practice.
Exactly. And then, Coach, trying to get you guys to defend the three. I know being around the Hawks a lot, they do a lot of film study to how to hold guys accountable. So do you think just showing those guys this on film to say, hey, you was in the wrong spot, close out quickly right here to stay in front of these guys, let them drive by you, it make them get better at the three. Also, on court with the shell drills, of course, and doing drills in practice. But I think that film work really makes the guys like see, like the people like, yo, look, I need to be here on my closeouts, not here, not I got an open threes in the and blow the defense for us.
It's the best teaching tool that we have is film, and that's definitely the beginning of it, is showing them the correct way to do it, showing them what they've done wrong, you know, and then improving upon it by going out on the court and working on it. And a lot of it, too, is a commitment to being in the right place at the right time. It takes effort, and my teams up until last year are all really good defensively, and we just struggled a little bit late in the year getting out there and defending the three-point line. I thought it really kind of hurt us. And so it's something that we've put a big emphasis on, but not just guarding the three-point line, but also being in the gap, stripping and ripping, and then getting back to the three-point shooter. You can't do – you got to be able to do both. And so we can't be hugged up either. And so I think our guys have bought into that. And we'll be tested tomorrow night. Western Carolina is averaging already 80 points a game. They've only got one loss in the SoCon. They're averaging about 12 made threes a game, so we're going to have to get out there and guard them.
And, Coach, I want to talk about this, Coach. I feel like a very important part of your program is the strength program you guys employ, because to win as much as you have, you got to get guys to be in shape, not only mentally, on the court, off the court, and have to eat right. You have a great strength coach to make sure those guys don't get hurt, because that's how many strength conditions is more than just being strong. You got to not get hurt as well, prevent injuries for guys who can derail your roster.
Well, that's a great point. And one of the only things that I asked for when I got the job here 5 years ago was to have my own strength coach. And they hadn't had that for basketball. It just had one person kind of doing it for everybody. And I have a guy named Mike Starkey who is just fabulous. And, you know, a lot of it is the strength coach spends more time with the players than the coach a lot of times, because they're with them pretty much all year long. And so our guys are very committed to strength training, and I think it makes a difference. And I think you can see it on the court with my teams. They're big, they're physical, and we're in good shape. And all that goes to Mike. But they spend, you know, all year lifting. We lift during the season. We lift in the off season. We're lifting now. We lift when we're on the road. And the other portion of that, as you said, is nutrition. You have to eat right, and you have to get enough sleep. And you know, we've got some guys that even have to take pictures of what they eat and send it to them, so I know that they're eating the right things. And it's very serious. And as you know, at the NBA level, a lot of those guys hire their own nutritionists just to be with them all the time. And so it's an extra edge, and something that we have taken very seriously here, and it's something that we will continue to do.
Coach, I looked at your roster, Coach. You have a lot of Tennesseans on your roster. So I think you've done a great job with Tennessee finding those talented guys that fit your system and your program. So talk about the importance of recruiting Tennessee and how the winning you've done in your 5 years at ETSU has helped you on the recruiting trail and getting guys in Tennessee from all over the state to come play for you.
Well, yeah, I think recruiting inside out is really important. What I mean by that is you start locally, you start in your state, and then you move out. We've been able to you know, get some really good players in state, and then we've done very well, you know, across the country and even internationally. You know, in state, if you start locally, Pat Good is a local product from Johnson City, played at Crockett High School for his dad. He's a prolific shooter. He made 88 threes last year. He's one of leading our team in threes again this year. He's only a junior. A really good player. He was third team all league last year. And he's off to a good start again. And then Bo Hodges, who's from Nashville. Bo was the freshman of the year in the SoCon, his freshman year. Last year he was all-league, and this year he'll be all-league. He's a very versatile player, one of the better all-around players in our league. Had a chance to be the player of the year. Was a multi-sport athlete in Nashville, great football player, really good in track. Just a really tremendous all-around athlete. And then Trey Boyd is from Memphis, and Trey's our leading scorer, even though he comes off the bench. We have we have a deep team, and Trey has embraced the role of coming off the bench, and he's from down there in Memphis, and he can really shoot the ball. He made 82 threes last year. So those guys, you know, are very important players in our program that all, you know, hail from the state of Tennessee.
And, Coach, like you said, you went 11-2 with non-con, Coach. That has to make you very, very happy. And, you know, the two games you lost, you was kind of in those games as well to a degree, so there wasn't blowout losses. So, like, you could easily have been 13-0 non-con if things went your way here or there. So that's make you really happy knowing that your guys went out there, competed at a high level and outside of SoCon play and showed what each issue was all about.
Well, I like your confidence being 13-0 because I don't think too many people are going to Allen Fieldhouse win at Kansas, but we played pretty well. We got down early and tended to fire our way back into it and got down by five, but never get enough score pressure on them probably to make it a game. But we ended up losing, I think, 10 or 12 there. And then we lost a tough road game in North Dakota State right before finals. They're a good team. Again, they're leading their league too, and just, you know, got beat. But one of the most impressive wins in the non-conference for us was that we won our win at LSU, and we won pretty much wire to wire. We were ahead pretty much the entire game. We got them down 23 in the second half, and then ended up winning, you know, double digits. But, yeah, very pleased to have 11 non-league wins. It's hard to do that here. We don't get to play, you know, we don't buy any games, you know, we don't get to play all home games. We have to go on the road. You know, we traveled all the way over to UT Martin. We went over and played Arkansas Little Rock, who's Coach Walker's doing an incredible job there. They're winning the Sun Belt right now. So we challenged our guys, and we're very pleased coming out of that thing being 11-2.
And right now, you're defending your home court really, really well, 10-0 so far. I know it's very key to any team when you get in conference play, defending your home court and winning the mean home games you can in non-con, as you said, because you guys are going to play a guarantee games for yourself to raise money for the school, most likely. And so you don't get many home games, so heading to win when you can win at home, it's very, very important.
Well, it is, and that's what I talked about most when I came here, was to establish a home court advantage. And we have the best fans in the league. We draw the best in the league. You know, I don't know. I think we're like 60 or something and 11 at home since I've been here. And we're undefeated at home this year. And that's a credit to our players. It's a credit to the environment that we've created. And it's a credit to our fans who, you know, show up and cheer for us. And it's become a hard place to play in Freedom Hall. And which also makes it hard to schedule because then we don't get anybody that wants to come here. But it's important to have a home court advantage. And I think it's important to have a style of play that people want to come out and watch. And, you know, it's not just, you know, our students, but our community. They come out and really support us, and it's a family atmosphere. And it's something that we're very proud that we've built here.
And, Coach, I know you got Western Carolina. I had on Mark Prosser last week. Talked about how happy he is to improve with his team and what they're having, how they're playing. So, you know, you got those guys. And you mentioned they shoot a lot of three-pointers. They score very, 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 very well. So, I know the three-point line will be very important, like, when you go down there and see those guys tomorrow. So, in the game playing discipline for your team, you kind of tell them in the scouting reports and shooting rounds, make sure we close out properly to those guys. They will let the ball rip in a heartbeat.
Well, they're hard to guard, you know, and I think that's the number one thing. But you also got, like I said, you got to be able to do both, because what happens a lot of times when you put too much attention to personnel and too much attention to, you know, extending your defense, then you get beat off the dribble. And so we've got to be in the gaps, and then we've got to close and contest. And then they have one of the premier post players in the league, in Carlos Dotson. And so they get you spread out, then they throw it in there, and he's one-on-one in the post, and he's a handful. And so it's going to be a hard game, and Mark's done a really nice job in the year two. I picked him towards the top of the league myself personally this year, because I knew they had some good players coming back, and then he's got a kid, Mason Faulkner, that he had sitting out last year that's averaging 18 points a game. And so, it's going to stress our defense. We've done very well defensively, especially over the last seven or eight games. I think we've been giving up seven straight games. We didn't give up in the 50s. And then night before last, we gave up 61. So we've been locked down defensively. We're going to have to do that tomorrow night down in Cullowhee.
And, Coach, I feel like that this year that the net rankings really treat you guys really well, because as we speak right now, six of the 10 schools are 11 wins or better over 500. So, and that's a conference place always started. So it speaks to how good you the guys did in the Don Con, and how I feel like they should at least give you all at least a shot at two this year because of where y'all played and played well as a conference as a whole.
SoCon is a very, very tough and very balanced league. And, you know, last year Wofford had a tremendous run going into undefeated in the league and then going to the NCAA tournament, beating Seton Hall and giving Kentucky all they wanted. And, you know, Greensboro was the last team out, and it was too bad because West has done a tremendous job there and they had a really nice team. You know, this year's the same thing. We got – and it's probably deeper this year. Maybe nobody's going to run the table, but not only us, Wofford, Furman, Greensboro, but now you have Western Carolina, you have Chattanooga, who's playing really well. You know, so, we just played Samford, still got the military schools. And so it's a hard league. And, yeah, it'd be nice to get a two bids out of it. Now, the hard part is, you know, it's scheduling. And some of it is we have to schedule better, but some of it is we have to have better scheduling opportunities as well. And if you can't get games, then it's hard to, you know, to improve your net. And so, you know, we're all trying to do that. And we have a brand-new commissioner, Jim Shouse, who came from Ohio University, and he's a tremendous basketball person, and he's working hard to help us in that area. But I think as we move forward, we'll raise the profile of our league, and that's what we're trying to do. It's not just individual schools, but it's our league to try to get a two-bid league.
Coach Ford, much love to see you down there in Carolina tomorrow, man. Talk to you real soon. I know I'll see you at the Final Four in Atlanta, hopefully.
I'll be down there in lovely old Atlanta. So appreciate you having me on, and, you know, have a great week.
All right, you too, Coach. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, Steve Forbes on the Boss Man Show.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Austin Clarence, coach of the Nicholls State Colonels out of the Southland Conference. Coach, what's good with you guys down in Louisiana, man?
What's going on, man? Everything's good down here so far. You know, just enjoying some nice hot winter weather down here in Louisiana. So it's nice down here. We've been able to have a couple of wins here early on in conference play. Coming off a tough one the other night, lost on a buzzer beater to a good Northwestern State team, and hoping to bounce back tomorrow against a good Central Arkansas team. It's going to be another test for us, but I'm excited to get out there and try to compete and get another win.
Now, Coach, what's been the biggest improvements for you in the program since we last spoke in 18? We got the guy who got the job and hired. So I know it's been like almost you going a year or two here now. So what kind of changes have you made, improvements made to the program since we last spoke last time when we got hired?
Well, I think first off, it starts with me. You know, obviously when you talked to me before, it was my first year. Every coach is always still learning, and I've had, you know, I've made a lot of adjustments into just some things that I believe in, some things we like to do, whether it be tactically, schematically in a game, or just how we operate on a day-to-day basis. I think, you know, for myself, I'm still a young head coach, kind of learning and trying to understand what I think is the best way for us to, you know, be successful. In terms of being on the court, you know, and our team, you know, we're a much better defensive team this year. You know, we're top five in the country in turnovers forced, second in the country in turnover percentage, in terms of, you know, in terms of percentage of possessions when you turn it over. You know, really active defensively, rebounding the ball better in conference. We guard the three well. You know, and then offensively, you know, we've done a really good job. We don't shoot it as well this year as we did last year, but we're great on the offensive glass. I think we're doing a better job attacking and kind of making our identity inside the paint, which ultimately I think over the long term is going to pay dividends and hopefully, you know, turn out more wins than it did last year. We're off to a good start, but there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. And so I'm certainly happy with where we are, but also understand that there's a lot of improvements and room for us to grow.
And, Coach, that's the biggest piece of the puzzle at the big match level is development. Player development, whether it be on court, off the court, the strength coach, eating right, sleeping right, you know, because you want them to be, because you guys play from November to March competitively game-wise, but the year is always it's a year-round process. So keeping the guys engaged for the whole year, knowing the basketball is a full-time job outside of going to school, you got to keep these guys' minds fresh and their hearts into it always.
No, no doubt. And you know, we're also talking about college guys that we're dealing with here. And so, you know, ultimately, there's going to be ups and downs in the season. And, you know, it's funny, we had a tough loss the other night. And, you know, every game, one team feels really good and one team feels really bad after. That's just kind of what college basketball is all about. And so kind of like you said, the most important thing is finding consistency. And it's about ultimately understanding your values, understanding what your program's about, and building habits. They're going to help you, you know, be successful over the course of a long season, because you're going to lose some games, you're going to win some games, you're going to play well, you're going to play bad. But ultimately, falling back on, you know, on your program beliefs, your values, the things that you do every day, if you trust those things and pay attention to the details on a day-to-day basis, then ultimately we believe that we're going to be successful more times than not.
Exactly. And also, Coach, I feel like this is very important, is getting in that film room and showing the guys the film, because I feel like film is the best teacher to hold a young man accountable. Like, he can't run from it. He can't. And you can also ask him in that session, why were you in this spot? What made you go to this spot? So you can kind of get them the feedback. You need to kind of coach them better when you get on the court and practice or at the individual workout. Say, hey, when this situation happens again, this is how we want to approach it this way rather than what you did on the film there when we talked about it and sitting in the session there.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we watch film of other teams and you know, other games and things like that. But you said it. What's really important is watching film yourself, whether it be in a team setting, whether it be one-on-one with an assistant coach or myself. There is no better teacher than watching yourself do it and understanding how to improve from it, you know. And then ultimately also on the court, you know, when during practice making adjustments and you know, kind of what we call, you know, having carryover from the film session, understanding, okay, now when I'm in live action, it's going full speed, being able to make that adjustment. That's always hard at first. But like you said, repetition in the film room, repetition on the court. You know, when you do that over and over and make it a habit on a daily basis, ultimately over time, you're going to improve, as a player and be able to do those things just more consistently throughout the game.
You got that right, Coach. And like you said, man, I'm pretty sure, man, with the program you're building down there at Nichols and the success you've had when Richie was even there, that recruiting-wise, the teachers were really good, because you can recruit like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, of course. Also, you can keep finding young men that you want to be a part of your program, knowing that the tradition that you've all had the last few years down there.
Yeah, you know, we sort of recruit all over, you know, kind of nationally. You know, we kind of turn over every stone, high school, junior college, transfers. I think in today's, you know, college basketball climate, that's kind of what you have to do. And ultimately, we've put together a really good team this year, but also really excited about the team we have coming next year. A couple of guys sitting out. We have some young guys on this year's team that are playing really well. And like, you know, I think I told you last time we were on the phone, I think we have a really good chance to be, you know, good this year. But I also think we have a chance to be great next year. And we want to continue to build that every year. Continue to try to get better, continue to, you know, put out a good product, and set ourselves up. You know, I like redshirting guys because I like, we talked about the, you know, just the development process and things like that. Guys understanding our culture and the things that we're trying to accomplish. And so certainly happy with what we're doing this year with this team, but also really excited for next year's teams and the teams moving forward after that.
And I feel like y'all be happy as coach, 6-5 in non-conference play, knowing that you got to play mostly road games and play those guaranteed games to raise money for the school, because I can tell people all the time, in the lower mid-major schools, they have to go on the road all the time. They can't get home games. They have to also, you know, play bye games. And when they get a win, that's a bonus. If you get 6 of them, and that's right, knowing those circumstances, that's Godspeed to you. You're doing something right.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, well, you know, it is hard. And you know, to me, you know, you got to take guys that really embrace that challenge. Our guys, you know, I think a big part of the reason we've had some early success here in conference is because we've taken those early season challenges head on and really gone out and competed with some of the best in the country. I mean, multiple teams that, you know, can be in the NCAA tournament that we went, you know, toe-to-toe with. And so, you know, our guys gained confidence from those games. And, you know, the thing about us is we're going to come out and attack. And whether it's against, you know, Central Arkansas or, you know, Golden State or the Atlanta Hawks, like, you know, we're going to try to play our brand of basketball. You know what I mean? And you know, ultimately play to our identity and do the things that we believe we do well. And if we do those, you know, night to night, you know, and focus on those details and with consistency, I think we're going to win more games than we lose. But it's like we said the other night, you got to come out and play. Every 40 minutes is a new 40 minutes. And you've got to come out. It doesn't matter if you do it the day before, the game before. You've got to come out and do it that night. And, you know, if you don't do that, then anybody can beat anybody. And I think this whole season in college basketball has proven that.
And Coach, I feel like, you know, having that tough loss in January is better than having it in March. So I feel like getting out of the way now, having that bad feeling now, will make the guys pay more attention to detail when it comes to the film study as well, game plan discipline, shooting around. So, no, hey, we know how this feels. We have the tools before. We don't want it to happen again in our year. So I think that having that adversity now will help you guys in a few weeks when it comes down for March Madness time.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was our first home loss, and it was a buzzer beater. And, hey, it's the way it goes sometimes. I actually said to someone a few weeks ago, I said, hey, you know, I've been lucky early on in my coaching career. I haven't had one of those. You know, we've actually won on a couple of buzzer beaters, had a couple of teams miss some shots. I told somebody, it's like I'm almost due for one. And sure enough, a few weeks later, you know, here it comes. And look, that's the way it goes sometimes, you know. And it kind of, you know, goes back to what we talked about early on in our conversation. You know, you can't get too high and too low. It's a really long season. Obviously, we're disappointed anytime we lose. But ultimately, we've had a lot of success this year, too. And we just have to get back to doing those things a little bit more consistently, having a better focus at the beginning of the game. And again, if we do those things, then I feel really confident that we'll be successful. But if you come out lackadaisically and not ready to attack, then look, you're going to get down quick. I don't care who you're playing. And that's what happened the other night. I was proud of how we battled back. But ultimately, if you're in a close game, you know, at the end, anything could happen. And sure enough, they came down and made a big-time play to win the game. So congrats, you know, to Northwestern State. And for us, you know, we just got to continue to build and figure out how to avoid that next time.
You all have a heck of a race in the Southland Conference, Coach. You already got 5 wins. So we have Austin that has 1 loss at the moment. So you guys have got a heck of a battle here going from now until through to this tournament there, man. So every night in the Southland Conference is a hard game. Even the teams at the bottom will give you a tough out every night. So like you said, if you don't bring it in the Southland Conference, you're liable to get beat, whether it be home or away.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you said it. Anybody in our league can come out and beat anybody. And, you know, it is. We're really happy. It's a great start, you know, to be 5-2. But that's exactly what it is. It's just a start. And so they don't give trophies or rings out for the first 7 games or anything like that. And so we've got to, like I said, just continue to build. We're not even halfway through the conference year yet. So all we can do is focus on Central Arkansas tomorrow at home, come out here and try to play our best game, and hopefully try to get to 6-2.
Coach, I want to talk to you about, you got 3 guys on your roster from right here in right here in the backyard here. First guy I want to talk to you about is Dexter, senior guard. I know he does a lot for you, man. What does he mean to your program? What is he going to mean going forward to kind of get the young men who are remaining once he leaves to up to par on what you guys expect and what you want to keep going as the Colonels keep this train rolling for years to come?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the things he does on the court or obvious, leading us in scoring. He's kind of a microwave, can really get going. All he's got to do is see one go through, and all of a sudden, before you know it, 5, 7, 10, he can kind of just reel them off, you know, in spurts. But more than that, he's just a great leader for us, graduated early, you know, a guy that works like a pro, a guy that's locked in the classroom, and was on the dean's list this past semester. And, you know, just a guy that he's the type of guy that you want to represent your program in so many different ways, not just on the court. So really proud of his season so far. And I still believe his best basketball might be in front of him.
You got another guard, Jeremiah Buford, as well, right here from Atlanta. What's he mean to the program, Coach?
You know, and again, he's a guy that, like Dex, helps us in so many different ways. You know, and on the court, he's very versatile, long, athletic, can guard 1 through 4 in our league, you know, really good shooter. You know, it started, you know, he kind of went through a little shooting slump there in December, and he started to come back around, made some big shots against Southeastern to pull away there on the road. And again, more than anything, he's just a worker. He's a guy that comes to work every single day. He's selfless. And he's one of those guys, you know, he's in our starting lineup and he sets the tone for us defensively, blowing up handoffs, flying around offensive rebounds. He's an energy guy that really is, you know, that we count on him to set the tone the first 4 minutes of the game.
And also the last one I want to talk to you about is Lorenzo McGee out of Decatur, Georgia, East Atlanta in DeKalb County. I know he's a younger player. What is he going to be expecting this young man next few years as he be on your roster?
Zoe's a guy that's a versatile scorer, can score at all three levels, had a 34-point game early on this year at home for us. And he's a guy that's still learning. You know, the biggest thing about Zoe, he's one of the best team guys I've ever been around. You know, he doesn't care if he plays 40 minutes or 5 minutes. I mean, obviously, everybody wants to play 40 minutes. But he's one of those guys that he just wants to win. He's the ultimate winner. Loose balls, you know, rebounds, 50-50 chances. He's coming up with those, you know. And it's obviously a bonus that he can score the way he does. He's still learning, you know, just some of the ways, the things that we like to do here and how we operate on a day-to-day basis. But like you said, he's got 2.5 years left with us still, and we're excited to see his growth and how he continues to mature and becomes a better player throughout his course here.
And, Coach, you're still at those reports of recruiting the Atlanta area, so it's obviously been important to your roster. You have 3 young men from this area on your roster. So how important is it to come here and find players to fit your culture that wants to play the right way, get education, and get coached hard by you and your staff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're looking for certain types, you know, we're looking for certain types of guys, you know, and it starts with toughness. And, you know, Atlanta is, you know, it's one of the best, you know, basketball cities that I've ever been around. I was blessed to play college there and just being around that environment and that culture of basketball there, you know, pound for pound, it's as good as anywhere in the country, you know. And obviously when we're out recruiting and we're looking for guys, first thing we're looking for is toughness. You know, we really push our guys hard. I believe we work as hard as anybody in the country in terms of being in the gym, you know, getting after it, competing against each other. We want guys to compete. We want guys that also are enthusiastic, you know, and ultimately when we're between the lines, we're going after it, you know, and outside the lines, we want guys that embrace that family attitude and culture that we believe in. And at the end of the day, if you're about those things and you're about coming to work and competing for your spot, then you're going to have a chance to be really successful here. And I think we've been able to do that throughout my time here so far. And ultimately, if we want to keep winning, then we got to keep bringing in those types of guys.
Well, Coach, best luck to the Warriors. Central Arkansas is a tough team with Coach Boone and those guys. So best luck to you guys tomorrow. Hope to talk to you real soon. Hope to see you. And when you come to town recruiting, and add the Final Four as well, Coach.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to seeing you guys. And I'll be playing for them Hawks tonight, man. I hope you guys can go get one.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coach. We need all the help we can get, man. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Coach. Have a good one. That's Off the Crunch on the Boss Man Show.